Okay, this is October 26th, and this is Questions and Answers.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I hope that that's sinking into everybody's mind, that you are a god or a goddess, and I hope when you're looking at other people, you can see the divinity in them. That's what this whole thing is about. Now, sometimes it's difficult to see the divinity in somebody, but it's there, regardless. It's always going to be there. You're always going to have that to look forward to, because this thing, God, is everywhere, and everything you're looking at happens to be God. So there's nothing but God around. So Andy happens to be God, and Jerry and John and Paulo, God's everywhere. So that's wonderful. So tonight we're ending with questions and answers. We were talking about prayer all month and how important it is. We can call it a technological way to talk to the universe or to talk to God. You can do anything you want with it. You know, there's so much that, of course, there's the Bible always. There's so much out there that people want to learn. I don't know the names of all the saints and so forth. I know some people in the Catholic Church know every saint that comes. And that's all well and good. But that doesn't get you what you want. It's just knowledge. What will get you what you want, people, is prayer, is treatment work. And you must do that without ceasing. And when we say prayer or treatment, it's a way of talking to this thing called God, or the way of talking to the universe. But you're always changing your own mind through prayer. You cannot change the mind of God, but you can change your mind. And that's what we want everyone to realize. If you're thinking incorrectly, change that. It's quite easy to do. And don't come up with all those excuses, well, my family always did this, we were always this way. That has nothing to do with anything, people. You can do that, but it's not going to make you happy. What's going to make you happy is to know what? That you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And when you know that, then you can stand, sit, or lay down and pray and say to God, you're here. And I need this, and I want this, and I want help, and it'll all come to you. So it's just a way of talking to a really good friend. Now, the problem sometimes is we're talking to a thing that's intelligent, and you must talk to it intelligently, you see. You must talk to it. You can't be baby talking and all that, you know. Like, oh, dearie, help me here, or something. No, you don't do things like that. Robert Bitzer gave a talk once about this idea. And he said, if you think you can say, oh, okay, dearie, to God, put this necklace on me, it's not going to work. But you have to know that that power is out there, that there is a force in the universe, and that force is for good. And you can use that force to correct anything in your life. So when you're in trouble with yourself, when you fall down or whatever, you get yourself up and you say, I can do better than this. Don't let your mind tell you, oh, well, now I have to feel sorry for myself and I have to sit around a week or so on the pity pot before anything's going to happen. Never get on the pity pot to begin with. There's nothing. Why do you want to do that to yourself? Know that you're one with this thing called God. And through prayer, you can bring into your life what you want. So, if you want to study all the religions in the world or study the Bible and all the books that are out there, all well and good. But can you pray? Can you do treatment? That's what we want to know. And that's what you want to know. You see, I love reading all those books. It makes me feel good. Does it help me? Well, it may help because it makes me feel good. But when I know that I can pray to this thing, that I can ask for something, that I know that God is listening and wants to help, makes me feel wonderful. Makes me feel wonderful. So, there's a power for good in the universe, and you are one with that power, and you can use that power to bring good into your life. So, does anyone have any questions about this thing called treatment or prayer?
I don't want to pray.
Go ahead.
I mean, I think I do want to pray, but like the day goes by and I haven't done any prayer. I haven't done any meditation.
Did you?
So I mean, that's the part like, well, maybe I just don't want to pray.
No, please, don't do that.
So is it important? Is prayer important?
Prayer is very important. But you're thinking it's formal and you have to get down on your hands and knees. During the day, don't you ever think a good thought? Don't you ever say, I'm thankful for this, that, or the other thing? Mm-hmm. That's prayer.
Okay.
That's what prayer is. Everyone thinks that you have to do this elaborate type thing. You don't have to do an elaborate type thing.
Is there a way to make it either a higher priority or
you
make
have
it automatic?
Well, it's automatic, but you make it a higher priority. Get up every morning and say to yourself, today I'm going to communicate with this thing in the universe. I'm going to say nice things about myself, about other people, about the world itself. That's prayer. But you have to initiate that type of thing. Remember, I get up every morning, I say, I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. I do that before I even get out of bed. My mind starts with that. And then it goes on to, today I will judge nothing that occurs. And as I told you, I can make it sometimes clear to the kitchen before I start to judge. Because our mind is a judging mind. It loves to judge. And you must watch that and say, okay, I discovered years ago I still have that problem sometimes of judging. But that's not my job. It's not my job to judge anybody. No, I just don't bother, you know. And years ago, it made you feel better if you judge people. They're awful. Oh boy, that's to build you up. You say, I don't need build up anymore, so I don't do it. Next, anybody else? Yes.
Okay. So when you say you just said earlier, I want when you're praying or doing a treatment, I want this. Okay?
Yes.
I get a little confused here because if.
Because you listened to somebody else,
no,
didn't you?
No, I get confused
you?
Because I thought if you say you want, it's saying you don't have it. And you're supposed to act as if you have it.
Yes.
So if I say, let's say, for instance, I want clarity.
Yes.
And I know I don't have clarity, but I want clarity, which is saying I don't have clarity, then do I turn around in the same sentence and say, thank you for my clarity?
Yes.
Okay. I want whatever, I don't know, I want a book.
Yes.
Thank you for my book.
Yes.
I want this lifestyle. I want it. Thank you for my lifestyle.
Yes.
That's the way, okay.
That's the way
I've been doing it. Every morning I do something.
Yeah.
Before I get out of bed, I thank God for the great day and all that.
So many people say you can't use the word one because then it makes you needy and all that. Well, you know you're not needy, and this is what I want. You have to put it out there. But then you do something about that, you know. You have to treat and move your feet, you know, which boils down to the saying in the Bible is God helps those who help themselves. So you have to help yourself always. And once you start that, when you start to approach this thing called God, God will start to approach you. If you don't, God, it's not like God lets you alone. God's always going to be protecting you, always, but when you make an effort, God is going to be there. Okay?
I just want to say, to Andy, from my own experience since I started this teaching, that it was so hard for me every day, and remember those days when I to say this prayer. So what I did, it takes 21 days to create a habit. So do it every single day. And if your schedule right now is 12 hours and everything is time blocked, then you have to wake up 10 minutes earlier to add that to your calendar, you know? Because if you don't time block it, even the meditation, then you don't have time for it. And try to create time for it if you don't have it. Because that's what I did, and I learned that from that.
Thank you. Jerry?
Well, I was just thinking, when I wake up in the morning, and it's become pretty automatic. I don't know how long I've been doing this now, for a while, probably years, but I look up and I look out the window, like immediately, my head kind of goes right for the window, because I'm curious what kind of day it is, what kind of morning it is, what time it is, because is it light or dark or anything like that. And almost always my first thought will be, thank you, God, because it's always a beautiful day. It's
yes.
And that's kind of my first.
Good.
But then, you know, you used to give us those daily word things, remember? I used to pin those up on my mirror a lot. Like when I get up in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
when I get up in the morning, I would look at them, read them, read a line or a couple lines, or read them all. And I need reminders.
Well, I've been reading daily words for over 30 years.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I do in the morning also. After I get out of bed, and I take a cup of coffee to my chair and do the daily word and start. That's how I start my day, in an upbeat instead of, ooh, this is going to be a horrible day. No, I never think it's going to be a horrible day. Oh, I forgot to say, perhaps I've been praying and treating for rain a bit too much, mm-hmm. because now Jerry informs me we're going to have 35 inches of rain during this El Nino. So you can overdo it too.
When is it coming?
I have no idea. It'll be here though.
Soon.
Have you never been through? Oh, well, you'll love it. Are you on the second floor?
Yes.
Thank God.
It's usually in the winter, you know, usually like, sometimes in February, usually like January.
Some people were telling me it's going to rain for 6 months.
No. Yeah, it's not going to rain constantly.
No, it's going to rain for like a month straight.
They say clear into spring.
No, it's not going to rain clear in spring.
And it's not going to rain for a month straight.
No.
I think the last one was like maybe in the 90s.
That's the horrible one.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot. We're not used to it. It's a lot of water.
Yeah, the negative stuff. It's not, you're not going to drown. The woods are coming to an end. It's just not all that. That's all.
It's not all that. It's just that we don't get much rain, so when it does come, we make a big deal of it.
Right.
The summer before Noah. When every morning I do this act like Jerry, before I even get out of bed, I do my thank you for this great day and people are going to meet, a lot of my blessings, and then I'll get up and then I'll come back and I'll do the rest of my treatment, or sometimes I'll just stay there and do all the treatment. And I've been doing this for a long time. When you're treating and treating and treating and nothing seems to be happening, what's the deal here?
Well, you have to look in your own mind and see why you're negating that. Are you telling yourself that you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? And do you absolutely believe that when you're doing your prayer work?
I've been doing just the last few weeks. I've been doing a lot more mirror work now.
Yes, but I have a feeling though. You may think you're worthy. You don't think you're deserving.
Yes, I would agree with that to a point.
So I know. So you have to start to be deserving. I deserve this.
Yeah, and then your treatment. Actually, it's a treatment I'm doing in the mirror. I'm doing really deserving, perfect. Just and I added on your perfect, just the way you are.
Yes, good. Well, then you're doing it, and you never give up. The whole idea in this teaching is to keep on trucking. Do not give up. You just keep pressing and pressing till the universe responds to you. Or, in your case, and in many of our cases, I said before, we build a mold, right, to contain this idea. But sometimes the mold leaks, you see, and that's where we get that expression, it's not worth a tinker's dam. You have to make sure that that is solid and secure. But you're doing it and keep doing it. It will eventually, you'll have an aha experience. Mm-hmm. And then everything will come into place for you.
Okay.
Andrew, your question?
Can I ask one?
Oh, well, yes, several.
Well, earlier, when August was talking, he was talking about the one thing, and it made me think of asking is given, which is ask, and then ask the first part, which includes the one. And then after that, once you state that one, then it all becomes about believing and knowing and holding that thought.
Yeah, well, I was getting, because like you said, there's people that say if you say one in this teaching, if you say want, it's the lack. Where he clarified, because I've been saying, I want this, then I've been, right after that, then I say, thank you for, let's say you want a car. Say, I want a new car. Thank you for my new car.
So but now, that's really all.
Now that makes sense to me. Now it makes sense. I'm thinking, am I giving a mixed signal here?
But that's actually, the semantics and feelings, because like you say, like, when you say want something, I'm like, oh, I want this because I don't have it. Like, but I want it. Like, if you get excited about it, that'd be a very attractive feeling. Like, oh, I want that car. Yeah. Like, I don't think there'd be anything negative about that.
I didn't think there was either. But I just wanted to get some clarity here.
But you want to get excited, like he said.
Yeah.
Because it's done with feelings, people. Mm-hmm. You see, it's always done with feelings. Have to get your feelings in line with your thinking. So you have a thinking process going on and you're praying and so forth. But at the same time, your mind is saying, well, you're not worthy enough to have this.
I'm not worthy. I don't, like you said, it's deserving.
I mean deserving.
So I have two questions. The first is the whole thing about, like, when you're trying to treat for something or you want something, you pray for something, it's not coming. So you pray for it again.
Yes.
And then a few days later, you pray for it again. And it always feels like maybe you're starting ground floor, because you always start the prayer with, like, I want such and such. You're like, so how do you move beyond, like, can you pray for something too much?
Well, yes, you can.
Because
yes, you're
I do saying, it every day, the same thing.
Well, but you're every a different morning. Story because we're working on something else for you. You must talk to this thing intelligently. You think that God has to be reminded every day? No, God doesn't need reminded. You need reminded.
So prayer is for us.
Prayer is always for you. Prayer does not affect the mind of God, people. It only affects your mind.
Okay, so taking that hypothesis that prayer is for me, when I pray for something, it's really about getting in touch with how I feel about what I want with it. And it's not looking to God for that thing.
No. You must change that feeling, whatever it is. You must come up with that feeling.
That's interesting, okay.
You do that. God doesn't do that.
So the next question, and this is something that occurred to me, is there something beyond prayer? Is there something bigger or higher than prayer? Is prayer it?
Let's end there. Not the class, but let's end with prayer. because then you get into that whole thing, oh, you're always looking for something better. There must be a different route. It's what's good for you. You see, there's nothing bigger or better than prayer. Now watch, somebody will write a book and say, this is a better way to do it. The way you're doing things is the way you're doing things, and that's perfect for, you know, that's the way it works. That's how you build belief in yourself. That helps. It's always building your own belief, your own faith, is what this whole thing is about. But prayer is very, very important. You know, and prayer, as I say, can be a thought, a good thought. That's a form of prayer. Doesn't have to be all this formalized stuff. But you have to know that this universe is willing, ready, and able to give you what you want. Otherwise, it would be a cruel universe, and we don't live in a cruel universe.
So if we're not really praying to God, if we're praying for ourselves, is it really, why do we have to speak to it intelligently?
Because you want that vibration, you want that intelligence, you want that wisdom on your side. It's not outside of you, you see. When you want to treat for something, you have to get in the vibration of it. I think I said years ago to the class, once you make a treatment, once you do a treatment, now you must live at the level of that treatment. See, you must learn to live at the level that you want. And then the vibration works. You see, everything has a vibration, and you must match that vibration.
When you say live at the level, though, let's say you're treating for a relationship.
Yeah.
How do you live at a level of a relationship when you don't have it?
Well, did you ever use your imagination and pretend?
Oh, that's what you're talking about, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Remember. Always act as if. Okay. Always act as if you already have everything. And then you will have everything. It's always acting as if. I'm trying to think, my mind is going back to the 70s when they had every seminar was out. I know what it is. Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it.
Remember that one from way back at the 70s.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. And I know lots of people who know exactly how to do that, especially for money and things. They always think they have money. And they fake it. If they don't have the money, they throw a big party anyway and invite everybody. And they have money today because of it. You can't be afraid, and you can't go into scarcity and lack and limitation. You have to stay higher than that. And the money will come, or whatever it is that you want will come to you. It's believing and giving up any negations in your own mind, and don't listen to other people. You know, I never tell anybody that what I'm treating for. Never mention it. Because I know it's working. I know what I want to tell you. You have to believe in this thing called God or the universe and put your order in. Now, when you want something from Amazon, you call Amazon or however you do it. Amazon is a big warehouse. They run around and get it, and you get it. Do you not? It comes to you. Well, that's the same way with God. You call God Amazon if you want. Big warehouse in the sky with everything in it for you.
Now, does that metaphor work when you, in the fact that with Amazon you have to pay for it?
Well, then, see, now you're getting funny.
No, I'm asking, like, is there something that we have to do?
All right, use this.
Is belief our payment?
Here's one I do. In all the years that I've been with the United States Postal Service, never has there been a mix-up or a card missing or any of that stuff, because I believe in the post office. And when I put a letter in that box, I know that it's going to be delivered somewhere. That's what you must do with treatment. Once you make it, you must know that it's being delivered somewhere. My mother was awful with the post office. She hated it. And everything got mixed up and lost for her. Everything. Now, I told you about Aunt Catherine. For 8 to 10 years, I sent Aunt Catherine a postcard every week from different things around. Never. Once she called and said, I didn't get it this week, I said, it'll be there. And it must have been. But she got it. So, 52 times what? 10? 500 and some odd cards of, you know, a postcard, those slippy things. Never one was missing. Never once was there one missing. It's done with belief, people. Remember, my mother also had a fly consciousness. You know, I had a beautiful apartment in Georgia, and I could leave the French doors open that looked over Piedmont Park and everything. I never had bugs. My mother would come, the whole damn place would fill up with flies because she hated flies. And you couldn't explain to her that was, you know, that she was drawing that. So I always just left her going. I knew she had a fly consciousness. That's all there was to it. Yeah, she did. She hated flies. She grew up on a farm, and they had that many. If you've ever been to a farm, there's that many flies, it's pathetic. So she just did that to herself, but she didn't know it. You know, we don't. And I wasn't about ready to tell her. You know, so anyway. It's done with your belief. It's done with what you're thinking, you see. But you do believe in a higher power. You do believe there's something doing this whole universe, don't you? There are so many things out there that we know very, very little about, which are absolute miracles. There's a miracle going on constantly. You just have to notice it. And once you start to notice miracles, you see them everywhere, you see. And you have to walk around knowing that you're a miracle, you see. And that this whole body and everything that's going on inside of you is a miracle. No one knows how any of that stuff works. They don't know how anything works. They have ideas, they have theories, they have hypotheses, they have all that stuff. But they really don't know how it's done. And I told you that before. You can eat a carrot and it turns into a fingernail. How is that done? No one knows. No one, no doctor can tell you that. The same. So, it's a wonderful thing. I think it's, you know, I love to eat all the food and so forth. I always think, oh, this is God, and it's repairing, and it's building, and it's doing things in me, you see. But that's God doing all that work, you know. Yeah, we don't know what's going on, so we do the very best we know how. And the very best I know how to do is, I said it the other week, learn to be kind. People go, oh, I don't have that. I don't have a goal. I don't have this. Learn to be kind. Make that your goal. You say, you can take kindness with you. You can't take anything else with you. You say, you can take kindness and love and compassion and all those things, qualities, with you. But all the material stuff that you have, you cannot take it with you. What are you up to, young lady? Oh, your lip balm. You can't do a prayer without moistness. So anyway, make it prayer. If you don't have to know all the stuff if you pray. And when Doug the Baptist was here, he doesn't know how to do it, you know. He learned years ago wherever he went. And he just talks to God like a person. And that's what you have to do. You know, and I'm delighted that Ernest Holmes came up with all this stuff and all. But you can come up with your own stuff. You see, everyone wants to make Ernest Holmes a saint. He probably was, but you can do it. If he can do it, you can do it. You see? You can do it too. And that's what it's all about. Anything else there?
As long as you believe.
As long as you believe. It's always done unto you as you believe. And that's the easiest and the simplest thing, but people don't get it. They think something else is doing it. If you just boil it down to it's what I believe that's going on, you see, then it will happen for you. It's done with your belief system.
Change your mind, change your belief.
That's it. The thing in life is, people, we can always change. And what is the biggest thing that we have in life?
Imagination.
Well, that's one of them. But it's the power of choice.
The power of
choice. You can always choose. I can sit at home sometimes and get in the worst moods. And I say to myself, Dallas, you're doing that. You're choosing this. Now change it. And then I change it into something happy and marvelous, you see. Years ago, people talked about alchemy. Do you remember alchemy, what alchemy mm-hmm. is? It's the changing base metal into gold. But alchemy only means changing something. And see, you're an alchemist. I'm an alchemist because I can change my mind from one thing to the next. I can take something base and I can make it golden. That's a choice I have. Therefore, I'm an alchemist. Isn't that wonderful to know that you're an alchemist? You can do that all the time. So, it's all done with your mind and what you are thinking, you see. And when you get down in the dumps and so forth, God didn't put you there, your mind put you there. Rhoda, remember our friend Rhoda? She loved a Rumi saying, which was, why are you in prison when the doors are wide open? And we put ourselves into a prison and we keep ourselves there until our mind figures it out that we can change, or does somebody hit you over the head and says, straighten up. You know, I believe in slap therapy, you know. I absolutely slap therapy. Slap him a good crack against the head and tell him to straighten up. You know? They can get over it. And yes, isn't it true? And wouldn't you like, you know, people complain and go on and on. Wouldn't you just like to slap them and say, get over yourself?
Mm-hmm.
No wonder I don't have many clients.
Slap therapy.
Great lesson. You remembered it too.
Yeah, she'll remember it.
You remembered it. Grandma's hand.
Well, those, your grandmother and my grandmother, they were down to earth people. And they said, you know, this is what it was. They call a spade a spade, right? So,
absolutely.
And there's no monkeying around and doing all that stuff. And then we get tangled up with psychology and psychiatry and all the different things trying to figure something out instead of just a good whack to the head sometimes will do it for you. But if anything in your life, learn to pray. And know that you're praying, that you're, the way you pray is the way you pray. It doesn't have to be anybody else's way. You know, give thanks. Many times during the day I say, oh, thank you, thank you. You know, give thanks for everything. And it'll all come to you. How's your business doing, young lady?
Very good. Now I have another client. That
yeah. But you're using this teaching, aren't you? Yes.
It changed my life.
Yes. It changed my life, too. That's why I teach it. It's changed a lot of people's life.
I think the key of this teaching is prayer.
Yes.
Because if you are out there and you say these prayers every day, if you don't believe it, you know, it's not going
to happen. No. Some people think they can just do it by rote.
Yeah, and it's going to be a magic thing.
Yes. No.
And of course, then you have to do it as well.
Yes.
You know, we have a saying in our country, God is giving you, but that was putting in your mouth.
That's it. Right.
So,
you must go work for it.
Yeah.
That's why I used to hear people say, well, God feeds the birds. I said, that's absolutely true, but he doesn't drop the worm in their mouth. They must go pick for it and look for it. It's there. Abundance. Everything is there, but you must get up and go look for it. You see?
A few weeks ago, I was like, we have locations with our ballet business, and I said, one day, usually when I drive, I do my praying and I talk to God because nobody can hear me. I'm in my own bubble, you know?
Yes.
And not that I asked and I said, I want, I demanded.
Yes, all right. You may do that. Remember,
and I got a new location.
Yes, mm-hmm. you may stamp your foot. Damn, I want that. I often do that because it brings an emotion up through you. You see,
yes.
And so
like that, the power of that willingness. Really want it.
Right. I had a person call this morning. In fact. Having trouble with alcohol. And she wanted to know how I stopped. And I said, I made up my mind. And I just stopped. She said, well, I'm going to AA and this, that, and the other thing. And I said, well, you can go there if the cows come home. You know, and I'm not putting AA down. But unless you make up your mind, there's no sense going to those things. You see? You have to make up your mind, and you have to know that you're able to do it. This is when you use God. I've made up my mind to do this, and I know you're helping me with it. You're taking me in the right directions and so forth. So then when I did that, I didn't go to bars and stuff. So many people want to give up drinking. Well, Christ, they're sitting on a bar stool. What do, you know, that's not going to work. That's not the way it works. You know. And then I'll tell you the most amazing thing, and I think this is amazing, maybe you people won't. When I gave up drinking, and I also gave up smoking, I don't remember any of that. I don't remember who that person was. I remember giving up, but I don't go back and say, well, this happened, you know. It's no longer that. My consciousness changed. And when my consciousness changed, all that stuff was gone. All that stuff was gone. Now I'm going to tell you the one thing that gets me through so many things is, like the drinking and the smoking and whatever else I was doing at the time, a lot of sex. You have to realize that this thing called God will always give you back the years that the locust ate. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
Always give you back the years that the locust ate. The locust, the drinking and so forth. That was the locust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to say to people, ask me where my house is. And the answer to that was always, I drank it. That's where my house was. I drank it. See? But now I have a wonderful place, and I just love everything. God is giving me back the years that the locust ate. And I think it's wonderful. And do that for yourself. Remind yourself, whatever I'm going through right now is not going to last. It came into existence to go out of existence. And my new life, my new consciousness, brings things into my life that I could have never imagined, you know, when I was in that state. But I'm not there anymore. So I never dwell on and never go back to any of that stuff. I live in the present moment, knowing. What do you have to know every morning when you get up or during the day pass through your mind? I'm always moving from my good to my greater good. I'm always moving from glory to greater glory. People think they're being stuck. You're not stuck. The whole universe moves all the time. Always remind yourself, ooh, I'm moving from good to greater good. And you will do that. It will happen for you. That's the way it works. So, don't let yourself get down in the dumps, and don't let yourself... Don't punish yourself with all these things that are out there in the world, like drinking and smoking and drugs and sex and all that kind of stuff. Know that you can overcome anything, and that you can have the life that you want. That's what we're here for, to overcome. But in a nice way, not being punished. God does not punish, and I just heard that the other day on television. Somebody, I forget what it was. Well, you know, God sends us. God sends us all these problems to try us. That's what it was. Oh, I hate that. God only loves you. God is not giving you a lesson. God is not doing anything but loving you.
And when I say that to people, they don't want to hear that.
No, they don't want to hear it because most people think they're bad and they have to be tested and they have to be tried. And you see, and we don't have to do that. See, we do not have to do that. So don't.
They don't want to hear it, though.
No, people don't want to hear it. Well, I tell you people, I don't run around telling it. I wouldn't tell my family that. They think I'm nuts, you know. Of course, they think that anyway. Doesn't bother me in the least. No. Do it for yourself. And the way you are praying is perfectly all right. And this thing called God is listening and doing something about it right now. In The Science of Mind book, Ernest Holmes said, when you do a treatment work, you must believe that what you ask for is on its way to you right here and right now, even though it may be buried in the deepest, darkest of Africa. Whatever you want is on its way to you now. Isn't that wonderful? What you want is on its way to you now. And I often think of that. You see, you have to think of those things. That's the way it's done, people. I have time for one more question.
What happens when you've done something bad and you know it, that it's wrong, and
yes. You must sit down and forgive yourself. Because what you think was bad, this thing called God, And that's a universal thing when I say God. It doesn't matter what religion you belong to. God never punishes you. God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. Never does that. God only loves. So if you're having difficulty, you sit down and say, well, I made a mistake. And I'm forgiving myself for that mistake. And then let it go. And if you have to do that a couple of nights in a row or a half or two ago, it will go away. It will leave you. Pardon?
I hope so. I was suffering.
Well, don't hope.
No.
Right. Yeah. You can let it go. Just forgive yourself. It was a mistake, people. We all make mistakes. And we have to let those things go and know that we're still one with this thing called God. And God only loves you. God only loves you. So nobody is holding that against you but yourself. So there comes back to Rhoda's little thing. Why are you in prison when the doors are wide open? You're keeping yourself in prison. Okay? So, pray, people, and pray and pray and pray. There is power in prayer. Power in prayer. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.